HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Singapore and Canada on Wednesday joined the list of countries that have announced support for India's response to a devastating second wave of coronavirus infections that has hit healthcare facilities across the country. The Singapore government dispatched a consignment of 256 oxygen cylinders on two C-130 military transport aircraft to West Bengal. Last year, India helped the world and Singapore by exporting essential medicines and supplies. Now, we stand with India as you fight COVID, Singapore High Commissioner Simon Wong tweeted. Singapore is among the first countries to send oxygen supplies to India amid reports of a severe shortage of the commodity in several cities. The cylinders will support last-mile oxygen delivery and more consignments are expected in the coming days. The Supreme Court on Wednesday directed the Uttar Pradesh government to shift arrested Kerala journalist Siddiqui Kudpunt to a Delhi government hospital for COVID-19 treatment. Earlier, the Yogi Adityanath-led UP government had resisted the Supreme Court's suggestion to shift Kudpunt outside the state for treatment, contending that similarly placed accused are getting treated in state hospitals. The Supreme Court took up the matter at 1 p.m. on Wednesday and asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta to take instruction from the Uttar Pradesh government on treating journalist Siddiqui Kudpunt outside the state. The top court also granted liberty to the journalist to approach an appropriate forum challenging his arrest or for any other relief. Covaxin, India's homegrown COVID-19 vaccine, has been found to neutralize the 617 variant of the deadly virus, White House Chief Medical Advisor and America's top pandemic expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has said. This is something where we are still gaining data on a daily basis. But the most recent data was looking at convalescent sera of COVID-19 cases and people who received the vaccine used in India, the Covaxin. It was found to neutralize the 617 variant, he said. So, despite the real difficulty that we're seeing in India, vaccination could be a very, very important antidote against this, Fauci added. The governing body of the annual 56-day Amarnath pilgrimage to the cave shrine in South Kashmir Himalayas may have last week temporarily suspended the registration of pilgrims in view of a surge in the COVID-19 cases, but it is yet to take a decision on cancelling it, officials said on Wednesday. There have been calls for calling off or curtailing the pilgrimage, which was cancelled last year and is scheduled from June 28 to August 22. Political and religious gatherings have been cited among the reasons for the worst surge of COVID-19 infections that India faces. The second wave of the pandemic has pushed the death toll in the country close to 2 lakhs and starved hospitals of life-saving medical oxygen and beds. Fertilizer companies across the country will contribute 50 metric tons of medical oxygen for seriously ill COVID-19 patients every day, Union Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Mansukh Mandaviya said on Wednesday. Mandaviya called upon the firms to help the society during this pandemic time by reorienting their existing capacity of oxygen production and augmenting the supply of medical-grade oxygen to the hospitals, the Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement. The move comes against the backdrop of a shortage of oxygen being reported from several regions across the country, especially Delhi, for the treatment of critical patients. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also been holding several meetings to ensure the availability of the gas which is key to COVID-19 treatment and its shortage has caused panic among citizens.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the Orange Cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.